Now, every year there seems to be a new word, and the question is, what is 2017's word for the year? Well, it depends who you ask, but according to the dictionary publisher Collins, 2017's word of the year is fake news. Now, 18 months ago, most of us had never heard of fake news, but now there are websites with the latest fake news headlines. So what's real and what's fake? Can you spot the difference? Well, here are three headlines. Two are true and one is false. Can you spot fake news? See how you get on. Number one, Australia is moving further north, which means people using sat-navs might struggle to find significant landmarks. Number two, passenger allowed on flight after airport security confiscates his bomb. And number three, listening to Mozart for 20 minutes a day increases your IQ. Now, two are true and one is false, which is fake news. Well, it's actually the last one. If you listen to Mozart for 20 minutes a day, it doesn't make any difference at all to your IQ. Apparently, Australia is moving north, and a man was allowed on a flight from Canada after security confiscated his pipe bomb. So I don't know if you're flying to Canada this Christmas, but I'd be very concerned about that one. Apparently some people lost their jobs. Okay, but what about fake news in the Christmas story? Was Jesus born in a stable? Well, no. It's fake news, though he was laid in a manger. Did the shepherds follow the star to the manger? No. We read, for unto you a child is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And were there three wise men? No. More fake news, though they did bring with them three gifts. But maybe you're wondering, well, does it really matter? It's just a Christmas story, and it's all a bit fairy tale-ish, and its main thing is that sort of timeless message of love. Well, fake news. How do you spot it? Well, apparently you check your sources, you look beyond the headlines, you check the content. What's the agenda? And fake news stories very quickly run out of steam. Well, by all those criteria, the real Christmas story needs to be taken seriously. It's not about a magic star and a magic child born in magical circumstances. That's fake news. The real story, the Bible story, no one could make up. And unlike fake news, it's been transforming lives for the last 2,000 years. So what's the story? Well, I don't know whether you've seen the latest Star Wars, but every Star Wars film begins with what they call the opening crawl. And you know what that is? It starts with that a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And as you read the opening crawl, the scene is set. And you're given, if you like, the irreducible minimum to bring you up to speed. Well, here's the irreducible minimum of the Christmas story. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, the God of light and life and love. In the beginning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A universe of light, life, and love. And God made the world. And one creature in particular, humankind, to share his light, life, and love, and to give him pleasure. So think of it, a world of light, life, and love. But we know the world is not like that. We've turned away from God. We've walked out on our Maker. And when you walk out on the light, there is only darkness. And when you walk out on life, there is only death. And when you walk out on love, there is only disconnection. That's the world we live in. That's the people we've become. So what did God do? What does love do when it sees the beloved in a mess, in need? Does it walk on by? No, it comes to the rescue. Jesus is love come down. Is God coming to the rescue? We read those strange yet familiar words in John's Gospel. And if you read John's Gospel, it says over and over again, it speaks of light. The light shines in the darkness. It speaks of life. In him was life. And it speaks of love. Perhaps the most well-known verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God didn't send an angel. He didn't leave a message in a bottle. He loved the world so much that he came in person, the person of his Son. The Word became flesh so that he could save the world in person. And that's what the Christmas story is about. It's about God stepping into our world of darkness, death, and disconnection, and stepping in to rescue it, to save it. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. We sang the carol, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And with a traditional Christmas, we kind of get that, don't we? Christmas is a celebration of light and of life and love. And yet we don't join the dots to see what it's really about. Okay, so that's the irreducible minimum. God comes into the world to save it, to save us. But how does he do it? Well, the baby, Jesus, grew up. And after 33 years of the light shining in the darkness, of a life that could even raise the dead, and of a love that was wonderful, Jesus was nailed to a cross. If you like, the world kicked back. And to all appearances, the light was overcome by the darkness. And the life was put to death. And the love was hated. It's what we do when we're let loose on God. So was that it? Well, no, says the Bible, it was all part of the plan. Jesus goes to a cross to die a criminal's death. He dies on charges of which he is innocent. Charges of which those around him are guilty. And that's the point. He suffers for our crimes. He takes the blame. He dies the punishing death we deserve to die. If you like, he takes my darkness on himself. My disconnection on himself. The death for sin I deserve to die on himself. And he plunges it all into the hell that it deserves. And he pays the price God's justice demands. And then on the third day, at the break of dawn, at the coming of the light, he rises from the dead to light, life, love. And he says to a guilty world, he says to you and to me, do you in darkness want my light? Do you in death want my life? Do you in disconnection want my love? Well, it's freely offered to everyone, he says, who comes to me, who trusts in me. And whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Forgiveness, life, love. Fake news? We can use fake news sometimes when we don't want something to be true. Is this really fake news? Says the Bible, this is good news. This is the best news this world has ever heard. And it's good news for all who bow the knee to Jesus. As we bring things to a close, the trouble with fake news is that it sows mistrust. Who can we believe? Well, on Thursday I was travelling back on Southwest trains, and there was an incident at Richmond, and the train was diverted. It took the long way round to Twickenham via Hounslow. And on the train there were two voices. There was the automated voice, and then there was the voice of the guard giving me updates about all the changes. Two voices. They said two different things. They said contradictory things. Only one could be right. Which was I to believe? Was I to believe the automated voice, or was I to believe the guard? It came down to who I trusted. And I trusted the guard. And he was right. If I trusted the automated voice and done as it said, I would have got off at the wrong station and it would have been a disaster. Whose voice can we trust? Just hold that thought for a moment. And the trouble with fake news is that we can begin to wonder if anything is true. A friend of mine has stage 4 cancer, but he's living in the light. And he's rejoicing in the life that lives beyond death, because he loves and is loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. In hospital, the guy next to him, in the bed next to him, said, "What is truth?" In other words, is anything really true? And my friend said, "Truth is a person. The Lord Jesus Christ." Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in a world of fake news, Jesus is the voice we can trust. And he said, "I am the truth. If you're looking for the truth," says Jesus, "it's me." Do you want the truth? Do you want Jesus? And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord."